All right, wow. I want to bring some attention to this absolutely wild story of this MAGA father who got sucked so far down the right-wing rabbit hole that he moved his entire family to Russia, documented the entire journey on his YouTube channel saying he was escaping wokeness or Democrats or whatever, but then very quickly got drafted to the front lines of the Russian war against Ukraine after being told that he was just going to be a welder. This story is both unbelievable, but also somehow very believable at the same time, because it's a perfect microcosm of the intersection between MAGA propaganda and Russian propaganda and how they work together to rot the minds of Americans en masse. This family essentially fell hook, line, and sinker for every possible trap until the wife was forced to make a video saying, "Listen, we are praying for our husband, but he basically just got drafted to the front lines after the Russian government promised they wouldn't do that. There is a very high chance that the father is going to die on the front lines, become Ukrainian drone meat, and then his children and wife will be stuck in Russia for the rest of their lives." Honestly, I have a lot of sympathy for the children, even the wife to an extent, because she's suffering from a substance abuse problem and the husband seems to have been controlling the family. I'm going to walk you all through this. I want to talk about all of this. It is quite the rabbit hole of itself, but let's just start here with this broad post. Deanna and Derek Huffman and their two kids moved from Texas to Russia in 2022. They were motivated by, quote, concerns over LGBT indoctrination in American schools, unhealthy food, and a desire for a safer environment that is aligned with our Christian values. Yeah. Russia is a traditional country. They are traditionally invading other countries, basically making sure their citizens have the worst quality of life possible. It is absolutely absurd that Russian propaganda has conned Americans into thinking that they are the country of traditional values just because they oppress gay people. Just so you guys know, religious observance in Russia is pretty low. A lot of Russians are non-practicing or secular, so it's not some beacon of religion. Divorce rates in Russia are very high. Russia consistently ranks among the world leaders in divorces, so they don't have strong family values. And many policies presented as conservative are just basically responses to population decline or are just authoritarian policies that target the media. So MAGA thinks that because authoritarian propaganda has hit their feed, that Russia is this country of family values, but it's a con. And we'll talk about that more in just 1 second, but this reads, Derek joined the Russian army in hopes of getting citizenship, and he was told that he would not be sent to the front. Instead, he would utilize his skills as a welder somewhere in the rear. Shockingly, it turns out the Russians didn't keep their word. I want to keep reporting on the story, but let's just visit their YouTube page for 1 second. It's called Huffman Time, and their most popular video is Derek joined the Russian army. It says, "My American husband joined the Russian army. Big changes for our family in Russia. This was when he was supposed to be a welder. They tricked him into thinking he was going to be a welder." Again, this story is wild. Then, the next video from 4 months ago, our new Russian home, tour of our new Russian home, embracing Russian heritage, our American family's first victory day in Istra. Oh my Lord, these people have fallen straight down the rabbit hole again. I feel bad for the kids. There's a happy Father's Day message. Let's just click on this video. Okay, wait. I want to hear someone talking.
It's another day. Happy day.
Okay, there's a reason you guys watch my content. Not anybody. There's a reason you guys don't watch this content. Who the hell is watching this stuff? But to continue with the story, anti-woke dad who fled with family to Russia sent to war zone. Derek Huffman, 46, joined the military with hopes of becoming a Russian citizen. His wife said he was duped into a combat role. The father doesn't even speak Russian. Nobody in the family speaks Russian, which is funny because I would bet money that this MAGA father has complained in the past that people need to come to America and speak English. If you're going to immigrate to America, you need to speak English. Then he moves to Russia, not knowing anything about the culture or the language, just because his brain was rotted by social media and religion. It's actually insane. As we go more into the story, it seems like their family was lured to Russia by some anti-woke, insane propaganda spread by MAGA, spread by pundits of MAGA, and Russia. Then after they were there, they were tricked into some weird visa stuff, like getting lured into military service by the promise of visas or citizenship. And then they said, we promise your husband won't be sent to the front. We promise your husband will be used as a welder. These are the recruitment lies that Russia has told time and time again. This family just fell down in such a perfect way and documented the entire thing online. I'll show you this video of the wife in just one second, but to lay the groundwork, the American father who moved to Russia to avoid LGBTQ plus indoctrination for his kids just got sent to the front lines despite being assured that he would serve in a non-combat role. Derek Huffman, 46, feels like he's being, quote, thrown to the wolves. Dude, you jumped into the wolf den. You literally immigrated to the wolf den. What do you mean you're thrown to the wolves? After being told that his job in the military would be as a correspondent or a welder, his wife, Deanna, said in a recorded plea for prayers, which has since been removed from her YouTube page. Again, there's a reason you guys watch this channel and not random Russian propaganda. By the way, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel below. Make sure you drop a like. Help boost the truth. We are building something amazing here. I am eternally grateful for all of you. You were literally the best. I couldn't do this without your support on a day-to-day basis. So just know that I'm eternally grateful. But to continue, quote, unfortunately, when you're taught in a different language and you don't understand the language, how are you really getting taught? She pondered. Maybe if you move to Russia, you should learn Russian to follow your own train of logic. She pondered. Quote, you're not. So unfortunately, he feels like he's being thrown to the wolves. Huffman joined the military in the hopes of gaining Russian citizenship for his family through an expedited process. He felt that such service would allow him to earn the respect of his new countrymen. Who wants the respect of Russian? Okay, to continue, let's watch this clip of his wife complaining about this.
Getting a little tired, so I'm going to walk back. But as I'm walking back, I wanted to share a little bit about what's going on with Derek. When he signed up and had all of that done, he was told he would not be training for 2 weeks and going straight to the front lines. But it seems as though he's getting one more week of training and closer to the front lines, and then they are going to put him on the front lines. So we are all praying really hard that he could actually be utilized for his skills and not just be put as a fighter.
Honestly, this guy owned all the libs. This MAGA father, he just owned every single liberal by moving to Russia to escape wokeness, only to be turned to an actual pawn in the war. Here's a comment from somebody that's been following this a lot more closely than I have. Some people have been following this from like day one. This reads, the wife has a history of addiction and is clearly a bit unstable generally if you watch the videos. She's clearly wrestling with worrying about her husband while raising the kids alone, and their dwindling finances are hurting while managing her clear anger about the military misleading them and entrapping them in a manner that doesn't turn them almost entirely into people that the Russian government hates. This says, I fully understand why people are like, haha, F them, they're terrible people, which is true regarding the father, but honestly, the situation with the kids and the wife makes me deeply sad. She's clearly a very broken person who has been controlled by her husband, and her husband will likely be fertilizer in a Ukrainian field, leaving her as a single parent, socially isolated in Russia, with addiction problems, zero money, and multiple kids. Even if you only care about the kids, it is a horrible situation. I just wanted to make sure I read that comment, because that kind of person puts it into perspective. Yes, the father is an absolute idiot. I have no empathy for the father. This dude just, like, get off Twitter. Imagine going on Twitter so much that you move your entire family to Russia. But honestly, I do have sympathy for the rest of the family, and I think that's normal. I think you should. To continue, Deanna, 42, suggested her husband had been misled during the recruiting process. Quote, when he signed up and had done all that, he was told he would not be training for 2 weeks. Here is them on Twitter. We are the Huffman family. Americans who moved to Russia 2 months ago. Derek, 46, has a background in welding and construction. Deanna, 42, is a former teacher. Let's see how Twitter reacted to this. I'm actually quite interested. Oh. There's no reactions other than good luck raising three kids as a widowed mother in Russia. Someone said, I'm following that out of support because of curiosity of how all of this ends. I think that this, again, is a perfect microcosm of the way that Russian propaganda seeps in to the mainstream. Russia is known for systemic corruption, for for having a judiciary that is completely subservient to Vladimir Putin. I mean, maybe this dude just got a taste of Donald Trump as a dictator and thought, I want even more of that. Russia has widespread election fraud, arbitrary detention, so you can get arrested for just criticizing the government, and human rights abuses are well documented. Sometimes people say this line like, the United States is no different than Russia. Trump has turned the U.S. into Russia. That is naive, and that is not even close to reality. Yes, while there has been a severe erosion of democratic norms in the United States, we are nowhere near the level of what happened in Russia. Putin has spent the past 20 years poisoning his political enemies in the open while arresting people in the open. While the Trump admin has done a lot of insane stuff, while democratic politicians have been briefly detained, that is very, very different than the type of zero checks and balances that exist in Russia. So I just want to ground us a little bit. Yes, we are seeing a huge erosion of norms in the United States, and we are very, very quickly teetering into authoritarianism. We're basically there as the Trump administration continues in a top-down way to expand executive authority. That being said, it's not Russia. I promise you it is not Russia. The United States is just way more diverse than Russia. And there's no way for a president to consolidate power in the same way that Vladimir Putin has. The United States is not set up in the same way. So I just want to make sure that I'm making that differentiation. I know people in the comments are already going to be really mad. There's always some people mad at me in the comments. They're going to be like, Adam, the United States and Russia are the same. You're being naive. It's the same country. We're basically worse than Russia. No, just calm down. The United States president definitely looks up to Vladimir Putin, but Trump is no Vladimir Putin, and the United States is no Russia. I'm going to leave it there. Drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to make sure you're getting factual news and not Russian propaganda that will make you move your entire family over there. I appreciate each and every single one of you, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.